Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate without Tina Goodrich. Shout out to Tina Goodrich, who is not here and is going to be taking a couple months off, but maybe we'll have her on the show. And during that time, who's to know? But yeah. Hope all is well for Tina. Scott T. Amanda Jones here still in the studio. And of course, Gina Johnston Small and a special guest, Matthias DeYoung from Greenridge, correct?
Yes. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
I didn't have it written out for me sometimes, so you know how the old memory is. But then also, Greenridge Realty in South Haven, which is used to be Shores.
Yes.
How has that whole transition, how's that been?
Yeah, I think we made, so I know Greenridge bought Shores in 2018, and Jay DeBrun had run Shores, you know, he was the original owner, started it up, and a lot of respect for him. I think it's been a pretty smooth transition. We do now just the real estate side of things. We just rebranded as of last May 2023, so we were kind of following the Shores guidelines, but now we actually have the Greenridge, so we're going by Greenridge Shores.
Sure.
And then the rental side of things is still owned by Shores as a separate rental company. So I think that's a good clarification too for our listeners, especially local South Haven people.
And the next question I'm going to ask you, because you're the head guy in the shop, right?
Yeah, I'm the broker manager. Yep. So, I mean, I don't own Greenridge. I'm hired by Greenridge. There's about 22 offices, and so I'm broker manager.
I did know that, but being the top guy at that office, if I were that guy, I would be building me a new office right on top of that building. Yeah. With windows all the way around. I would never leave.
I think I got hit my sales quota first. You know,
with a
I think
little there's swirling there's a chair, circle desk and a swirling chair.
So money talks. As soon as you hit that quota, then you might be getting a new office. No, but as a matter of fact, I was talking to Amanda the other day. We're talking about the greatest locations, you know, that's one, you know, mm-hmm. the Taste and the BRT and of course VFW. Those are, you know,
Legion.
And the Legion, those are some of the four best locations that you could possibly be in South Haven if you had a business.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, Jay DeBrun, shout out to him. He, my understanding is he developed that whole corner with Shores and everything like that. Yeah. And we feel very blessed to mm-hmm. be in that building. Cause I think it is a beautiful location. I think we got the best, real estate location in town. So
And you're not, you know, certainly not hard to find, that's for sure. Yeah. And I didn't even pay attention, but you guys have all the pictures of, you know, houses for sale and stuff like that downstairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where people are walking by can see them. A beach walk does that too. I just think that's really nice. And I always see people standing there looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
We usually have our door open, water out for the dogs, and we're always available with an agent on call, on floor all the time.
Okay. Well, for some reason, you're just so quiet over there, and I don't know why. So you guys have a question for any of them? Why I try to figure out why Gina's so quiet over there?
Who, me?
Yeah, well, either one of you two. That's what I have you on the show for.
Well, I thought we were talking about I don't know. I can't remember what it's called. The lawsuit stuff. Are we talking about that?
We were getting ready to talk.
We were talking about Greenridge for a second, I think.
Yeah.
So I first off, thank you for having me on your show. I mean, I'm happy to be here. And I started, you know, you brought up I'm the manager. So I am, full disclosure, new to Greenridge as of last year, January 1st. And I've loved my transition there. I just think it's a great company, great people. I'm blessed to work with Gina and some of the best real estate agents in town. And so
it seems like you guys have a really nice bunch of people.
We do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I think like that goes to all agents in South Haven. Like, I think we all have a good working relationship, whether we're at the same brokerage or not. And that's one of the things I love about our town. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I really think that we got one of the best, if not the best core group. And I could have made my decision not, you know, go to any place in Greenridge, which is the reason I went there.
Still doesn't mean that it's not a shark tank. Yeah. Over there.
That's what I was,
because they might all get along and play well for a while, but when it comes down to it, it's each man for or each woman for themselves.
Yeah. Until they become like a restaurant and say everybody throw it in the tip jar and we share.
I mean, we're doing interviews with Tina, terrible. Who's been at Jakewave for quite a while. Awesome. She's on the show, and we had Steve Earls, I do believe.
Yeah.
And Steve is right on the air trying to recruit her to leave Jakeway. Yeah, I was like, okay.
That's bold. Yeah, so Steve, he's a little bolder than I am, I guess, as manager, but that's funny.
So, you know, We were talking about this before you came in, Matthias, with Gina, because we had asked last week, Scott had asked how many realtors there are in town, and she wasn't sure of the number, but she came back with it. Now, how many realtors are here in town?
Well, it was a range between 110 and 178.
Yeah. Wow. Now, with this NAR settlement, that may drop a bit. There, we may lose some, but you know, we're talking about back in the day in the 80s and 90s, there were probably 12 agents here. You know, so there aren't that many more houses here now.
Just think, if you all conglomerated as one agency, you'd be like the largest employer in town.
But do you want to shop at Sam's Club and Costco?
No. Well, actually,
I got four kids, or three kids. Yeah,
I would have to say I bought a few things from Sam's Club before.
I know, but five things and you're already at $100.
Well, that's right where I start, because it's always like a chair or a TV. I start way above that.
I do have a question, though. So some of those realtors, they may not be all local realtors, though, are they? Or,
well, that's just what I put up on the internet. There was no real safe spot, real good go-to. So then I was up the rabbit hole once I started Googling. So I just went to the individual agencies that I knew of. So those are the active in our county.
Wow. That's just so many.
And not that they're all full-time, but
probably 70% are probably not ones that dedicate their whole job to real estate. I mean, most people, Gina, you said 5 years you're in it, you're just kind of starting to full time. You did something, I'm sure you did something else. All real estate agents that I know of have another job and say, I want to get into real estate, and don't just shut down the job and jump into real estate. They're usually doing it part time, which is probably their biggest hamstring because they're not able to do it full time. So it's kind of a catch 22 on that.
And it's quite frightening at first, though, really, don't you think, Matthias, when you first started? There's a lot to learn. We're responsible for a lot of legal documents and knowing pre-law information.
Right.
And so starting out small, shorter, slower was better for me.
Yeah. It's probably, I think, how the majority of real estate agents start. They start with a full-time job and start doing this dabbling in it. Next thing you know, you sell 2-3 houses in a year. Say, wow, if I really put some time into it, I might have 10 houses in a year. And at 10 houses in a year is when you probably can start saying, I'm actually starting to make some money.
You're more knowledgeable. You've got more education behind you, training, support, and experience. So every time there's a trial or a stumble trying to get a house to go to close, it's that much more knowledge that you have for the next time. So time really is your best.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more real estate talk with Matthias DeYoung and with Gina Johnson Small right here on Let's Talk Real Estate Without Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Mason Dixon here with Tina Goodrich from Let's Talk Real Estate. Tina, what do you want to tell our listeners?
I wanted to share
that
I've been
a realtor for Jakeway Realtors for 19 years.
And that I've been on
the radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
And that I served
the Lakeshore from New Buffalo to Highland, Michigan, including St. Joe and South Haven.
Hey, Mason.
Gotta go.
You can reach me at 269-759-1076 or look me up, listwithtina.net.
Good morning. My name is Redfella. Rob said I could finally come back to the studio after a very tragic incident. I am now the podcast's official narrator. You can hear all of us on the show wherever you like to podcast, and if you would like to hear more about the House of David, which we talk about a lot, check out the House of David podcast in all those same locations.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Amanda Jones, Scott T, all here for Let's Talk Real Estate without Tina Goodrich. Of course, the real estate people, Gina Johnson Small and Matthias DeYoung, who is our special guest today. And this is the first time ever on the radio for you, Matthias?
Yeah, can you tell?
No. No.
Yeah.
You seem like a slick realtor to me. No. Actually, you know, when you see slick realtors, most people probably don't trust them. When you see you, I think most realtors these days, you kind of got to be down home, you know, down to earth. You have to obviously identify with your people, because that's one big part of sale, about being a sale. Even if you or they say want to have you show a house, but they don't like you, they're not going to buy a house from you. And that's why most realtors have to do. They have to be liked. If you're not liked, you'll never sell a thing. And that's kind of the same way with car sales. I'll go find someone else. I don't like this guy. I'll come back tomorrow and find someone else to show me that car. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have to have a good personality, I think, to be a realtor, because you're dealing with people all day and dealing with people that are now doing something that probably has them a little anxious. You know, that this is the biggest thing they're ever going to buy in their life. It's you couldn't make a bigger commitment than to a house.
Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. So it all has to come together. You have to know the law, and you have to be fun, and you have to be on time. You have to be all those things. And that's just what I see from you guys.
Yeah, I think, like, when you use the word slick realtor, I think, you know, obviously you're saying that as a joke, but I think there's definitely this feeling out there. And if I, before I got in real estate, if I was, you know, someone said, hey, what's the salesperson?
Have you ever met Marshall Rutter?
I have not, no.
Do you know who he is?
Sorry.
Back in the day, this was probably in the early 2000s. He was the big Remax dealer, but he was one of the ones who would do, he was always looking for short sales and everything else. But you just knew when you saw him, he didn't really look slick, but when you just knew it, I mean, he sold so many houses and did so much stuff and got in a whole lot of trouble for a lot of stuff, but you just, he's like, okay, Marshall. I actually had to call him one day just to have him come to my house, because I had to meet him. He did so many commercials, like, I've got to meet this guy. And he came over.
Did you waste his time?
Yeah, I did. But,
So I think, though, when you say slick, like before I got into real estate, I think of salespeople, that's exactly like in something that would come up to my mind, like slick and shady and all these things. Yeah, I think, like, if you're carrying yourself as a professional in this business, you're really only as good as the quality of your relationships. And so obviously we need to know our law, and we're dealing with people's, the biggest financial decision, most for probably like 95% of people that they're ever going to make is buying or selling a home. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we need to be professional. We need to be on time. And I think, like, we're only as good as the quality of our relationships and our integrity. And so, when someone's not having integrity, they get, you know, that same exactly you can describe and think of a realtor in your mind. And so you lose your reputation pretty quick. And I think that kind of comes back to bite you. And so I hold, and our whole office holds each other with integrity.
Yeah. And you got to hold each other accountable.
Accountable, exactly.
Yeah, no doubt. Because one of you will give a, it's the whole, you know, one bad apple gives, you know, a bad name to the whole barrel. Ruins the whole barrel. Yeah. So in I don't know of any in, well, I can't say I don't know of any total in South Haven that. But really, for the most part, all the realtors that I know are—I would say they're down to earth and seem to be very good people.
I would say, yeah, that's fair. The people who are doing business are definitely that way. Otherwise, if you start stabbing people in the back, I think that's you know, that's what happens. You get their reputation.
And
so,
and then
I think we have a great group of realtors.
Yeah, and in this little town, it doesn't take much time for you to give a bad impression to one person before it's all over Facebook, or they're running their mouth in the old, this is Mouth Haven, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so it's if you don't want anybody to know what you did, don't do it.
Yeah. Well, the great thing was that with that is just one comment can trickle and snowball into huge. But if you're out in the public and doing a good job and representing your company and your colleagues and your broker and yourself, and everything that you're doing, that one really won't matter. People won't comment. They'll already know your character.
Well, yeah. And most people that do know it will say, well, that's not the experience I had with her.
Mm-hmm, sure.
It might be a one-off, or you're just that kind of a person who's just an angry butthole. I mean, that happens plenty.
But I hope that more would fly, other than just my personal self. But what I do in real estate, just someone saying, she went up to bat for me. She gave me a great deal. She got me over asking. She was my advocate. She did great bargaining.
Yeah. What is the best thing And I would say, what is the number one thing when you look at what you want to do for a new client or new customer? What is the number one thing that you want to make sure you do?
For a new client, a new customer, for, yeah. One thing. I think yeah. The one thing is educate. We need to be educated. Like if you're a buyer, you need to be educated on how the buying process works. Because I think there is, you know, now there's all these different programs, whether it's going through Zillow, Realtor.com, meeting agents, and how does that whole process work out? And I think it's our job to educate people. Because a lot of times when I first started in this business, I noticed that buyers the first time, like my practice, the first time they ever saw a purchase agreement was when they're writing an offer on a house. Mm-hmm. And I had to do some self-reflection in that. And it's if I'm in their shoes and the first time someone's putting this in front of me and they're saying, hey, look, I just need your six initials here and I need your signature at the end. It's if I'm in their shoes, I don't think I'm educated. I'm just doing what my right. realtor, and I better trust that person. You know, I'm yeah. a trustworthy person, but mm-hmm. But like if I'm in that buyer's shoes, I think it's our job. The first thing to do is to educate the buyer yeah. or seller, obviously, on how the listing works.
I think that's even on anybody going to be a buyer should, even before they even talk to you, try to get themselves educated a little bit. So when they're talking to you, that you don't have to explain things two or three times and have it just be top of their head or, you know, fresh in their head. If they've already have an idea, when you say, oh, okay, I know what you mean, I've already done that. So mm-hmm. I always think it's a little wise for anybody who's going to buy a house or sell a house, maybe to do a little of your own research yeah. before you even get a hold of a realtor.
Like I get great if I have time to tell a story.
Go ahead.
A quick one, but I got a buddy in Holland, and this is the first one I got in real estate. I was doing construction, like you touched on, that like people do part-time jobs, right?
Right.
I was part-time. I was trying to support my family. My wife's a stay-at-home mom. We had one kid at the time. So anyways, doing construction, doing this, and doing real estate. And my buddy tried to do it for sale by owner on his house. So he's like, you know, hey, this is easy. I can sell it. So he gets these people, and this is before like he even knew I was in real estate. And so he signs a contract with these buyers, and then the buyers say, hey, we can't, you know, close right away, but can we move in and we'll just give you $2,000 a month and we'll have to push closing back, you know, another month. They said, okay, yeah, that's fine, you guys move in. So anyways, they move in, the buyers move into my friend's house, and they end up staying there, like doing $2,000 a month, and then they end up holding the house because then my friend had to evict them because the buyer never actually was able to perform on the contract and refused to move out. Mm. So they actually had to go through a whole eviction process.
Yeah. So, yeah, how much fun is that? Yeah.
But had they had gone through a buyer's agent, we would have been able to inform them and educate them and go step to step, make sure they understood.
I didn't even think that could be a issue.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
But with that, we need to take a break, and we're going to have more real estate talk when we come back on Let's Talk Real Estate Without Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
Have you noticed a project that could use a little attention? If so, you deserve the best quality flat work, masonry, and carpentry in the South Haven area. No project is too big or too small. For almost 30 years, John Isom has been delivering superior quality flat work, masonry, and carpentry. It's time to let John put all of his years of experience in action for you. So call 269-767-3225 today and get your free quote on flat work, masonry, and carpentry.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
If you love history, and I know you do, you can now see both House of David documentary films, The House of David Life Everlasting, and The House of David's Bearded Boys of Baseball on Amazon Prime. Either go to Amazon and search for these films or go to hodfilm.com and find the links there. These films delve into the amazing history of the House of David and the impact they had on Southwest Michigan and the world. Find these films and more on hodfilm.com.
Tina Goodrich. We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate without Tina Goodrich. Amanda Jones, Scott T, and of course Gina Johnson Small and Matthias DeYoung here in the studio, and talk a little bit about listings. And so we're maybe a little low on listings because you've sold a couple houses. And Gina, I think you said you sold one too. Yep. So, but there's still a couple listings out there, right?
Yes, we have that 2-1 on 619 LaGrange here in South Haven with the crossroads of Lee and Green, with natural gas and public water sewer. That's such a cute bungalow too, with the wood floors and two bedroom with the Jack and Jill bathroom that we talk about. Right. It's really cute.
Okay. Matthias?
Yeah, so I think I listed two houses end of last week. And I think this is just an indication of how strong our market is. They both are already snatched up. One was in Coloma. It was a 3-bed, 1-bath. We got multiple offers, 10 offers on that. And then I also had one in Glen Shores that we just got under contract. I listed it last Thursday. And again, it's that one was 5 offers over asking. So I think it's a it's a strong market. I think that's an exciting thing. I don't have a listing. I can give you the address right now. That's active unless you're looking for a church in Benton Harbor.
Sure.
Got one of those. I saw that.
That's cool. That looks really cool. Awesome.
It needs some work, but it's a really cool building. It could be.
Said it had a gymnasium or something in the basement.
Yeah, it has a gymnasium.
How much is it?
That's for $199.99. So, yeah.
Now, could it be turned into someone's big, huge residence if they wanted it to be?
It's not zoned residential, but you could do multifamily in it. So
okay.
Nice. Yeah. And I have seen a rise on the listings typically. Yeah. I check 3 times, usually 63, 71, 93 last night.
Oh, wow. That's
so
awesome. Yeah.
The weather's getting warm, sun's coming out. People are thinking they're listing.
They're coming out of their caves.
Hibernation.
And then with the hibernation, it certainly has that feel that everything is coming out and blossoming. And so, you know, really, and we haven't talked about it much. We haven't talked about it this week, but we've been talking a bit about the National Association of Realtors, the settlement that's come down. And, you know, I think what I kind of concluded through all this is obviously going to be a lot harder on any buyer's agents than anybody. That the name of the game has really always been get the listing, because you can get the listing, you get half the commission for sure, if not the other half if you sell. So you get both of them. Well, that's just not there anymore. How does this change the game? How much more does this turn into a listings game?
Go ahead.
You want to go ahead, Gina?
So. Well, I was just going to say, just not to keep repeating the whole settlement thing, but as it gets closer and we're learning more and changing how we have to do things with the buyer's agency disclosure, and we have to have the conversation. We have to talk about it. A lot of people don't even know about it. So, and it's up to us agents. If they want to find use us as an agent to find them a house, we have to make for sure we're protecting them and ourselves and our brokerage in general.
And that really is probably a place where this education that Matthias talked about is even more important.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, we could do a couple series on this. I think the state of Michigan is set up great for this because we've already had, so a lot of states don't have buyer agency agreements that you have to sign with the buyer, and in there you have to put what the commission is. And so state of Michigan, we've already been set up that we have to use the buyer agency agreements. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're going to, you know, it's something that that's been enforced.
We've already been doing it.
I think the big question is what people have been saying is, hey, buyer, look, the seller pays your commission, you're set, whatever, don't worry about it, just sign this 3%. And the reality of that is there's kind of a discussion around who's really paying that, because the seller's not paying for a buyer's agent until the funds are actually brought to the table by the buyer. And so the Department of Justice is essentially trying to make, in my opinion, a discrepancy between that and make sure that the buyer, you know, I think their whole goal is that the buyers would be paying their agencies.
Yeah.
The issue and the reason that it's on the seller, like it's part of the seller's closing costs, even though the buyers are bringing the funds to fund that 3%, is because that you couldn't loan on commissions. So like a lender could only give 3% back, like for seller concessions or something like that. So they couldn't loan for commissions. And so the way that you fix that is that the seller then is going to use that in their closing costs. And that's how essentially the buyer was financing their 3% commission paid out to their agent or whatever that was negotiated.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so now Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac just came out 2 days ago saying, hey, we're going to now allow lenders to go ahead and finance in the 3%. Buyers can now finance that 3% as part of their loan. It doesn't change. So I think that's great news for buyers, because, you know, that was kind of one of the big scares of this, is because all of a sudden, like, I just helped a buddy buy in Grand Rapids. They could only put 3% down. So now I think in their mindset would be, hey, if a seller is not offering commission, I cannot afford to pay you commission without financing my loan. So therefore I can't look at these houses. And I think we will see that, like, you know, that it's one of the best marketing tools we use, right, if as a seller, is that we can offer this compensation. And if that's, and some sellers, you know, are going to say, we don't want to do that. And they could always say that. It's always been negotiable. I think this has educated more people as negotiable, very similar to, like, if I have a concrete contractor come to my house and they say, hey, Matthias, I'll do a driveway for you for $10,000. That's always negotiable. I can say, nope, I want you to do it for $8,000. Now that contractor has to make a decision and say, hey,
does he want to?
I want to do it for, yeah, exactly. He's got to make that decision, right? So that is negotiable. But then for me, like, I know my value, and I think, you know, I'm teaching my agents, we all know our value. And sure, so we're going to bring our value to the table, and we feel confident in what we charge.
Yeah. Well, any final thoughts from you guys? Because we're kind of come to the end of our time. We've got some contact information so folks can get a hold of you guys if they want to call Green Ridge, or either Matthias or Gina.
Well, there's an agent on floor every day, all day long at 300 Kalamazoo Street here in South Haven at Green Ridge Realty. The number there is 269-637-8555. I'm Gina Johnston Small at ginaj@greenridge.com, 269-767-1720.
Mm-hmm. Matthias?
Gina's a great agent. Give her a call.
Right on. So, all right. That's a wonderful thing. That's how a manager should be. Perfect. Amanda, can you take us out?
I can. Thanks for listening to the show. If you want to go back and listen to this or past episodes, go to moondogshow.com. For your video production needs, go to moondogpro.net. To listen to some dope jams, tressandbirdband.com. Listwithtina.net for all your real estate needs. HODfilm.com to watch The House of David and or Bearded Boys of Baseball documentaries. Monster Moo Creations for me on Etsy or Facebook. We would also like to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Goodies Wash and Go, Pure Salon and Spa, Mama's TJ and Barbecue, John Isom for your flatwork, carpentry, and masonry needs. Our favorite organizations, Drawing Children into Reading, DCIR.org, Senior Services of Van Buren County, and we can't forget about Mason D at RaceandMason.com.
And we can't forget about Green Ridge Realty and Gina Johnson Small either.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And now on the count of three, we're going to howl with the moondog. Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3.
Howl.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show is a subsidiary of Moondog Productions and a part of the Moondog Radio Network. Copyright 2024.